start with the injuries. Mark Tauscher had a knee sprain to the same knee that he had surgery on. Pat doesn't think it's a serious long-term injury. He'll have a slight chance to play this week. At most, would be a couple-week injury. Aaron Cameron suffered a concussion. And as far as his availability for this week's work is still up in the air. With that, I'll take your questions. That's something that after we look at the film today, we'll look at all of our options. So I am not committed to a starting five today. I would say it's accurate. I'd say it's very similar to the last 2 weeks. It's unfortunate that we strive for the continuity of building a starting five with the offensive line. We haven't been able to accomplish that. Injuries are part of the game, once again. So it will take the full week's work to sort that out. Our passing game was not productive or as productive as it's been in the past. They played a lot of man under match coverage, or how you want to refer to it as. We had a number of opportunities for one-on-ones, and for whatever reason, we did not get that accomplished. So I thought time and time again, particularly in the first three quarters, we had ample time. Really, our biggest pass protection breakdowns were in the fourth quarter. I was okay with the decision based on the matchup of who Greg was going to the post on. They played what we referred to as quarters coverage. We were looking for our two deep scheme there. Quarters is a form of two deep. Inability to get Greg or Donald matched up on their safeties. So I thought Aaron gave Greg a catchable ball. It was obviously a tight coverage throw. But as far as a shot play, which is described as, I was comfortable with the decision. We had time. We were challenged by their secondary, so you can take that for what it's worth. So that they won the game, they did a good job against our passing game. We felt that our passing game would have been a strength versus their secondary, and if we played them again tomorrow, we would go right back at their secondary. But they did a good job. This is definitely a challenge. There's no question about it. Year four, you look at the different things you've experienced in the past. This will be a challenging day. It always is when you lose, even more so when you lose two in a row. Even more so when you lose in the fashion that we did in Tampa. So it's a game we expected to win. It's a game that we didn't do the necessary things in spots of the game. Yes, this will definitely be a challenge. Mm-hmm. Well, the timing of it is the biggest common thread. To take the lead, to have momentum in the game at that point, 11-point lead, and was 11 minutes left in the game. And for them to come right back with the return, it's disappointing. It's lane integrity. It's nothing more than that. We had used kicked away as it was the kick call, and Mason did a very good job with that prior to that kick by kicking a ball deep in the end zone. But we did a poor job with our lane integrity, and that was obviously a big play in the game. It really kind of. mean, you can classify it as, you know, technical, mental, recognition of what's going on in front of you. I mean, that's all part of the game. I'm disappointed in the way we played on special teams the last 2 weeks. You know, there's no question about that. So I thought our coverage units had played very well up until the last 2 weeks. We've had some injuries to key core players, but it's no different than what we're going through the rest of our team, and it's important for individuals that step up in those positions to do their job. So it's something that we need to make sure we're ready for Dallas, because it's definitely factored in the last 2 weeks. I mean, the momentum swings, the field position swings that we've had 2 weeks in a row has definitely factored in the outcome of the game. I'm very confident in our structure, our job responsibility, job description of every position. I mean, are we talking about offensive line? Offensive line, the way we're built, structured on staff is by design. We have four individuals on our offensive staff that I'd be very confident coaching the offensive line. So I feel we have a high level of expertise on that side of the ball. Special teams, I think Sean Slocum has done a good job in changing, putting his print on what we're trying to do philosophically compared to the prior 3 years. Our problems to me are not teaching and scheme, or that they did not fall in that area. Well, there's structure. To have a new message or a new messenger, I'm confident that's not what our football team's right now. They have a very loud, direct, clear message in the team meetings, day in and day out. So there's no question or uncertainty of what we're asking everybody to do, coaches and players, and the accountability of what needs to be done. Hey, we're disappointed. We're 4-4. We're at the halfway point of our season. I'm very disappointed, but that's our work to this point. I take full responsibility. I'm at the point of this football team, and I have all the confidence in this team that we'll get ready and move on and win a big game here at home against Dallas. Well, I think Teron's done some good things. I think you need to look at A, what he's doing with the football, and B, the opportunities that's presented to himself. So, he's been put in some tough spots. So, and also he has the ability to go back and do the kickoff return too. So, I'm comfortable with Teron back here. Well, I think anytime you're in problem solving, it's about applying solutions, and it's obvious what has gone on in our particular failures in that area. So there are other options as we move forward, and those are some of the things we'll look to. In certain situations, we don't need wholesale change. We may need to adjust some things. And that'll be our focus. But as far as going outside the building, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I have all the answers, but I'm very confident in the issues that we've had in pass protection that they are correctable. You know, I don't look at our football team as falling apart or being flat. You know, we've lost four contests, but I do believe in practice structure does carry over, and I'll stand by what I said yesterday after the game. If there is an error that was made leading up to this game, it was probably too much work this week. And that's something I'm always very critical of myself as far as the scheduling and everything that goes into preparing your team week in and week out. There's a way to measure practice. You know, ultimately, what you do on film is a clear-cut indicator of what you're able to get done, both on the practice field and the playing field. But I think we all fully understand that you have to line up on Sundays and play the game. I felt in the fourth quarter that our energy level wasn't what it was in the first three quarters, and that's something I have to take a very close look at, because they had a good week of work, and that's the facts now. What happened on Sunday was there was a lot of production. You know, we had a lot of production yesterday. The impact plays against us is what cost us the game, and that's the reality of the way the game went. To have as much production on offense as we did in the first three quarters, you know, and then to go into, you know, the last two series on offense and defense and long kick return are to me huge indicators of what happened yesterday. I mean, we need to play our best football in the fourth quarter. We have a tremendous amount of time that's been spent in our training in 2 minutes for both offense and defense, and we didn't answer the bell. So those are the things we'll look at today. Those are the things we'll address as players and coaches, and we'll move on to Dallas. I'm sorry, what was the first? It was a mental error, okay, and just like I do every week when I come in here. You know, we'll watch it with the film and correct it with the players. But it was clearly a mental error. It was a look we referred to as a 4-4, and it was a blown assignment. I mean, we're not ever going to let, you know, someone run up through the A-gap and block the – I mean, he didn't block the punt. Everybody saw how quickly he was there. We had planned on rotating some players, you know, just for a number of different reasons. You're playing in the heat in Tampa, you know, coming from the north. I mean, I think that's obvious. And also you get to a point in the season where you start watching the reps, you know, of your players and so forth. And you know, up until this game, Aaron Camp has taken every snap on defense. So that's something that I was concerned about with a couple of our players for different reasons, whether it's medical, the number of reps, you know, preparing for a fourth quarter type game, and also, you know, looking down the road with these three games coming up here in a short period of time. Well, I mean, that, to me, you have to stop the run first to get to the passer, and we have accomplished the first part over the first half of the season. That was one of my reasons that was on the checklist of making the change to this particular defense. So we have accomplished that. I thought our pass rush the first three quarters was good. We didn't do a very good job of getting the quarterback on the ground when we got to him. I mean, he's obviously a very big man. We could have did a better job with that. But I thought the pressure for the first three quarters was what it needed to be. But in the fourth quarter, we did not apply the pressure. I think TJ's warned to that. I mean, I think that's a good observation. I'm a little concerned about the musical chairs that we've played on our offensive line. I think it's not a positive. You know, I think it's been a deterrent of trying to gain continuity, of getting five guys in there starting together. But it's definitely something that we talked about this morning, and it's definitely something we'll look at.